It hasn't been a good day for former South African Airways board chair Dudumeni in court. Of course, she wasn't in court. She hasn't been able to afford to get to court in the last few weeks. But she's been caught up in this case where the Organization on Doing Tax Abuse, ARTA, and the South African Association of Pilots want her declared a delinquent director for the time that she chaired the SAA board. And of course, she's come out and said, no, she wants to change her plea. She initially received bad advice from her lawyers, and now she wants to take collective responsibility with SAA management for her actions. Today, the court said, sorry for you, that is not going to be possible. Edwin Sidi was in court for us. Edwin, hi. On what grounds did the judge turn down Dudumeni's application?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Joanne, you would remember that last week, Ngabaye Chibuchele, on behalf of Dudumeni, brought these two applications. In fact, on the application of a joint, she asked that, you know what, I was not the only person who was working within that board. There were about 17 of us. Now, why should now, if the court found that I'm a delinquent director, why they should survive? So the court says, and you know what, that cannot hold water. And ARTA initially also argued that, you know, we have an opportunity to choose whoever person that we wanted that particular person to be tried. So the judge said, you know what, legally speaking, ARTA is right to say that they can choose whoever they want. So the next application, as you correctly said in your intro, was about her to change her initial plea. She argued via his lawyer, Nebaye Chibuchele, that, you know, I need to change this plea because my previous lawyer did not advise me, accordingly. He did not do his job correctly. So, but the judge said, no, wait, you are a very educated person, so how come that at least after 2.5 years now you want to change your plea? Why didn't you read it properly? And she also argued that during the consultation period with the previous lawyer, that lawyer, you know, lied to her, and then she didn't, by the way, understand legal implications of that particular plea. So, but the judge said, no, wait, that should be rejected at all costs.
Edwin, give me a sense of this. What implications does this have now for where how the case proceeds from this point on?
Well, Joanne, what my understanding personally is that, look, now the judge has rejected the joint application and also rejected, her application to have her plea be amended. So that simply means that evidence will be, it will be now used as evidence against her. So, according to the look of things, it appears that Dudumeni is indeed in trouble, because the judge has said that, you know what, this, all what has been said in court by your two applications, I cannot take them. So it clearly tells us that there should be, a problem for Dudumeni come next year. I should also add that she has brought another application, to my surprise personally. So she, for a special plea, she's complaining about public interest of the case, and she still wants to amend that particular plea. But the question is, what will the judge say about it? Based on the fact that she rejected her to change that particular plea, maybe what they are hoping for is that the judge will look into different laws in terms of having to grant her the permission for a special plea, Joanne.
Edwin, I see the judge also said the other SAA directors who served with Mieni at the time couldn't join her case.
Yes, indeed, correct. They cannot. The judge is saying, why would they join that particular case? While ARTA has chosen to choose only Mieni on this particular matter. So, by the way, what has been said is that no way, they cannot come to court and defend this case, because ARTA didn't bring a case against them. They brought a case against Dudumeni, Joanne.
Edwin, how much does ARTA believe was lost at SAA on Mieni's watch?
Well, they are saying that, billions. They are saying more than 60 billion has been lost as a result of her poor management. Hence, they want her, to be declared a delinquent director, meaning that they don't want her to serve at any senior level, at the directorship level. So they are saying that during her tenure, that's 5 years, she messed up the situation, and on those 11 amendments that she wanted to do, apparently from the lawyers, what we are hearing is that she initially admitted to some wrongdoings, but now she says, no, wait, I did not say or do that.
Edwin, thank you for giving us an update on what happened in court today. Edwin Sidi, our EWN reporter.